VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And welcome to 2015's first edition of eBay Radio's Thursday show, otherwise known as Ask Griffin Lee. And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. If you're listening live, today is January 8th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 361. Why don't you be our first caller on Radio 30, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Our Thursday shows are all about calls. Give us a call.
And if for some reason, hi Griff.
Hello.
And if for some reason you cannot call in, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. It's amazing. Just call contact, click contact us on the eBay radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button, and we can't promise to respond to every single email, but we'll certainly do our best.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't call in, do a contact us. So Griff, do you eat, and you're going to wonder what this has to do with eBay, but I have the answer. Okay,
I am.
Do you eat foie gras?
Not in many, many years.
But you have.
Oh, yeah, of course I have.
In the past.
I've actually made things with
it. So I guess that we weren't supposed to be eating it, and now the FDA says we can eat it, or some government agency said. What happened there? Tell us.
Darling. So this was a California law.
Okay.
Which banned restaurants from serving foie gras, which is... this is so off topic. So let me just say they banned it because it's there was a movement to ban it by people who say that the way that foie gras is obtained is by rather cruel and unusual treatment of
force feeding
geese and
corn.
Ducks. Corn to fatten up their livers. So,
right. Well, now
the federal court has overturned the law, so the restaurants are going to start serving today, I believe.
Today.
What's your point, babe?
Well, there was no point. It was a news story, and I just looked it up on eBay. You can buy foie gras on eBay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't banning the sale.
457 different types, at least listings,
right,
for foie gras.
All right, and on that story, there have been, if you search the internet, you can find some of these. There are some people who, I guess farmers, who claim that they can get a lovely fat goose liver to use by just, being nice to the goose, just feeding it naturally. You don't have to force feed it, so.
Whispering in its ear. And
yeah, telling how much you love it.
Taking it to dinner.
Yeah,
And not force feeding it corn.
Getting it auditions for the Aflac role.
Exactly.
And then, when you're ready, chopping its head off.
There it is.
Yeah. I think way back when I went to cooking school, we made two dishes, and one of them was learning how to make beef Wellington. But what our chef teacher taught us was to use a kind of seasoned up chicken liver pate. And I got to tell you, it was fantastic. So,
you can't go wrong with chicken liver, baby.
Yeah, used a little schmaltz.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
you
so
cook
good
the livers
so
with some
things.
Onions, and you put the whole thing into a Cuisinart food processor that you can buy on eBay.
Yes, definitely. Griff, have you tried the promotions manager yet?
Yeah, I have used it. I think I've used everything but the bundling aspect, but I have used it. I have one thing running all the time, which is a discount URL digital coupon for that I give to buyers for 25% off.
Well, if you're listening to this and you're wondering what the eBay Promotions Manager is, that's the free eBay store tool. And basically, it lets you create order size discounts, free shipping offers, sales events, related item discounts, targeted coupons. It's sort of like, I don't know, Penny Saver and an old store window all in one, I guess. You can do just about any kind of promotion because it's designed to build customer loyalty and increase your order size. And if you haven't checked out Promotions Manager yet, maybe one of your New Year's seller resolutions should be to give it a try.
Yeah.
What could it hurt?
It couldn't hurt anything.
Are you ready to do a listing dish?
Let me get a page up. Oh, you know what? I just brought a page up. My machine was on from the last show, and yeah, I got outbid on that Airstream camper.
Oh, did you?
Which is great for the seller, because I think they got a lot of bids, and it went, but I didn't.
Do you have any idea of what it finally went for?
It went for $60.
Oh, that's a bargain. That was so cute.
You know, I could have put in a higher bid, but, well, you know. So, sure, let me get a page, and you're going to give us an item number, right?
I definitely am.
Who's listing are we dishing?
Let's welcome Paul from Sarasota, Florida.
Hello, Paul.
Known on eBay as wisebuyoutlet.com.
Wisebuyoutlet.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Great to talk to you.
Welcome to the show.
So here is Paul's item number.
Yes.
2716.
2716.
8474.
8474.
4076.
4076.
I'll repeat that. 2716. 8474. 4076.
Oh, I think it's for an ended listing. So
it did.
Let's go view the original listing, that link, so I get the... Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. I'm just looking at it through here. Looks okay, yeah. So where should we begin?
Well, let's begin with the title.
Yeah.
Apple iPhone 4S /16GB/ black /... left paren, Verizon, right paren, space, smartphone.
Yeah, but I have a question for Paul. Paul, when you list this, isn't this the title that eBay suggests?
It is, and I followed all of the guidelines required for the $100 coupon offer.
Yes.
And thankfully, after three tries, great customer service representative, Brandy, got eBay to issue the $100 coupon. But I'm quite surprised this didn't sell, because they often go for about $150. I didn't even get $86.50.
Mm. Yeah, I can't tell you why. I would suspect, I mean, without doing any research, just off the top of my head, that I think that the coupon promotion may have driven a lot of phones to the site for sale. And there may have been a high amount of supply, which may have outpaced the demand at the time.
That makes sense.
It does, and that's what these promotions end up
doing. Do you like that title, Griff, even though eBay suggests that?
Well, the reason why I brought it up is because eBay suggests title, and they make... Because I've had this happen with electronic items like a digital camera that I'm using for the for listing, and the suggested title comes back with dashes in it. And that makes me laugh, because we recommend no dashes. So eBay should follow its own advice.
Exactly. And the parentheses?
Well, I'm not a big fan of parentheses either, because I don't know if Verizon shows up, if this item shows up when you search Verizon. So, yeah, whenever I do a listing where it's out of the catalog and eBay gives me the suggested title, I go in and clean it up. I take out dashes and parentheses and stuff like that. And I knew that wasn't you. That's why I asked, did eBay give this to you?
Thank you.
Yeah, you should feel free to clean it up based on our much wiser.
Yeah, feel free to clean that up.
Much better. Well, if you relist it.
I want to.
Okay.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question about the starting bid? Because it says here it started at $86.50.
Yeah.
And I know that's under the value. Were these, when you listed this, were these suggested starting bid prices?
Yes, and that was a requirement that
it
I had to go with.
It was a requirement,
in order to be eligible for the coupon.
Right. That's what I thought. So,
I thought maybe my ending time might have caused, there to be little interest at 12:50 a.m.
12:50.
No, it ended at 9:50 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, Pacific.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So that's a great time over there.
Maybe, but we've as time goes on, we're finding that ending times don't make as big a difference as one might think, because there's people looking at all times, and a lot of times for auction listings, they're putting in either on the site a maximum automatic bid, or they're using a service to put in a bid. So I wouldn't have worried.
Oh,
about
I see.
That.
East Coast okay. time. It's 10 minutes to 1 in the morning. I see yeah. what he's talking about.
So you know the night owls would have been.
Do you pay attention to that, Griff? What time you list something? What when it's going to
no.
end?
Or, yeah, well,
well, basically,
really,
you don't do auctions.
I
much,
don't use
do
auctions
you?
At all anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't. I just list them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures are great, and I love what you're doing here because. Actually, what he's doing is perfectly okay. In the background, he's got his store logo with the cute owl, and that's not Photoshopped overlay. That's actually a printout that's been photographed, and that's perfectly legal. So,
and you like it?
Well, I think
it's too busy. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, I think if you think of it when you're looking for an iPhone and you're looking through the results, unlike most of the items that we get, Lee, where and Paul, where people have like a unique collectible or something, it's an iPhone 4S. It's black. I mean, what do you have to know about it? So I don't think it's a bad idea showing the. I would tend to do the same thing he did, showing the box, the item.
Oh, definitely. And that I like, where he's got the plug and everything in there and the cords.
You think the Wise Buy outlet printout
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I just think it makes it too. Jumped
Man,
up
I guess it's bit. A matter of taste. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
And the photos are great because it's a used item, so you can't rely on just the stock photos. And I think your photos are very nice. I mean, I'd know what I was getting when I'm looking. Yeah. I might not have the Wise Buy outlet in every single photo. I think that might be overkill. We're going to take a break, but don't go away because we got more to talk about.
Stay with us, Paul.
So far, so good, I think. This segment was brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Stay on the line, and we'll take more of your calls to dish your listings right after this. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Call us and tell us how your new year is going at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-723-4630.
Thought we could have a little fun before we go back to Paul.
A little fun.
Just a little bit of fun.
I think we had enough fun.
We want to know what you're... Listen to this carefully, listener.
All right.
We want to know what you're wearing. And I'm serious.
Jeez, here we
go. You must be honest. What are you wearing to do your eBay listing today?
Oh, to do your eBay listing.
Sorry. What are you wearing to do your eBay listing? 888-RADIO-30. We want to know, and you have to be honest. So, Paul, what are you wearing?
Jeez.
I am wearing sweatpants and a hoodie. Even though I'm in Florida, it's cold here today.
Yeah,
really?
I heard it's really cold in Florida.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so Paul, Griff, we were looking at his pictures, and you were kind of saying that maybe you wouldn't have had the Wise Buy outlet on every single picture.
Well, on the pictures at the end.
I agree.
Yeah.
At the end.
But I don't mind it. I mean, I think... Well, so when it gets to the pictures of the edges, it's hard to see what we're looking at. But I can see it. It's fine. And that's what's important. Your pictures are great. Don't worry about it. What's nice about using the catalog these days, and I love this, is that for some products like this one, there's an actual video review that they'll put in automatically for you. And I love that. And, of course, it gives you the technical details. And that's great. And then you've added your own, and that's important too, to talk about the phone, because you want to talk about it since it's used. I'm going to go back up here. Shipping is $11.55. That seems high to me. Are you shipping it in a flat rate box?
Actually, when I look at it, it says $5.95.
Well, that's because you're looking
at it in a flat rate padded.
Yeah, because you're looking... Well, no, that's because I'm on San Jose, so it's calculating what it would have cost me to buy it.
It would have cost me $11.55 expedited.
Right, if I lived
shipping.
In Florida, if I lived next door to you, it would only cost what you're
saying.
Right. Yeah.
I should have specified flat rate padded, because that's what I would have sent it in.
Yeah, and I might have also just... So this will fit into a... I think it fits into a... either a padded flat rate envelope or in its box. And that's only like $5. I might have just made it free shipping and put that in to the price of the item.
Okay. All right.
Cause that could have been a factor. I don't know. I'm not there. Yeah. I can't say it's now passed, but I could say that might've been a factor.
If I'm having to choose between you or someone else, and the only difference is the free shipping and I would have picked,
I'd go with the free shipping too. I'm afraid that's how I
sure.
That's just how we roll.
I'll relist it with free shipping. Yeah.
So
I'll relist it with free shipping.
I think it's your description is good because it's, you know, it's easy to read. It's a paragraph. I'm on the fence about this because normally my advice is to keep it, you know, in short, readable bullet items. It's hard to do with this. I do have a question about, I usually ship the same day whenever possible, next business date at the latest. I think that's great because you specify one-day handling, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say one-day handling and not say same day. And the thing about saying I usually ship the same day is it means that, well, I might be that case where you're not going to ship it the one day, the same day. I would love it to say one business day and then get a note from you that says I shipped it this afternoon. And I know that sounds like a quibble and it's not a big major point. But
under promise and over provide.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to think.
That's
of.
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah. Right.
That makes sense.
And I want to say
I do get a lot of. I'm sorry.
So, by the way, we're looking at... You've been on eBay for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at Wise Buy Outlet. That's the name of the store, wisebuyoutlet.com. The question somebody might have is, how does he get away having wisebuyoutlet.com? And I'm assuming that's because you've been here for over 12, 13, 14 years now.
Actually, I have been, but I had recently changed the username, and that is not an O, it's a zero.
Yeah, but if... Oh, I see, right.
Oh.
Oh, well, sorry I brought that up. Yeah, because if you, I think if you, back in 1999, which it says when you started, if you had a user ID that said something.com, we grandfathered those in when we made the change that said you couldn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what you did. Well, we'll just, it's not kosher completely. I'm going to have to take off a little points for that. But it's a nice try, and I guess it got through, so there it is.
Now, underneath where you have your description,
yeah,
there's just one thing that's awfully negative that I think you could have said a different way.
Where? I don't see it.
Well, you say the phone has some scratches, most of which are superficial and aren't noticeable during regular use of the phone. Then you say, I've done my best to show these scratches in the picture, but only the worst of them can be seen. I may not have said that. I know I'm nitpicking.
Why?
It just tells us that there's a lot, you know, just say you've tried to show them as much as possible. I think that's all you need to say there.
But I guess having him say the worst are the ones you see, I think, oh, all right, well, then it can't be any worse than what I'm looking at. Because it's hard to show scratches in a photo.
I didn't like the word worst myself.
I didn't like it.
It gives a negative connotation.
See, your gut told you not to put that in there.
I couldn't think of anything better.
I've done my best to show these scratches in the picture. Period. There are additional light scratches on the front and back that can be seen when careful.
Yes,
and so
better.
I would leave off the, but only the worst of them can be seen.
Okay. I guess so, yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
Well, so I think we've done it all. Do you have any questions before we issue our ruling?
I do not, except I do have an unrelated question if you have time.
Well, first of all, let's give him his score.
I'm going to say
4.85.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say 4.85.
Okay, great. Yay!
Wow. Thank you.
Great minds think alike.
Thank you.
Well, you did a pretty good job. There's just a few things that maybe
I couldn't give a higher score because, as an employee, I see what you did with the user ID, but, you know, I can't.
Bad boy, Paul.
Yeah, slap. but yeah, it's great. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think you did a good job. I would not go so heavy on the Wise Buy outlet in the background. Your main picture especially, I would show the phone, and I love that you've shown the open box with the cable stuff in it. That I like a lot.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that's important.
Anyway, 4.85 is not bad. At
Thank
all.
You.
What was your other question?
Okay, I have a storage unit full of brand new auto parts, and I've noticed that most other sellers that are in the business of just exclusively selling auto parts have a large number of compatible vehicles, sometimes over 100. They can't possibly be putting that in there manually.
Yeah.
How can I do that?
So you don't have to put them in manually. There's something called a compatibility engine on eBay's end for parts and accessories for cars. And it will, in the old days, this was a problem for sellers because they used to have to put all that stuff in themselves and try to get as much of it in the title. If you have a part number, eBay's catalog will put in the rest of the information, including compatibility. And that means that if somebody searches, say it's a part that fits a particular Chevy model and it fits a particular a Chevy model from another year, when searching, that item will show up and you don't have to put anything in extra.
I will give that another try. With the parts that I've tried, it didn't work.
Well, it won't.
Other sellers had it.
Yeah, so it depends on the type of part you have. Some parts, there's bazillions and bazillions of parts, and if you're entering the information in as requested and it's in the catalog, it will put in compatibility for you.
How do the sellers that are selling a part that is not in the catalog manage to get all the compatibility information in there? Is there like another private.
I have no idea. If you can find an example and send it to me, I'll ask somebody on the P&A team to shed some light for us.
Okay, because it looks like eBay owns a company called Nextcat, and I was thinking that might be how they're doing it.
Yeah, they may, but I can't. I know as much as I've just told you about parts and accessories on eBay. So if the question goes any deeper,
and
I have
he should
to,
know more because he's under his car every day working on that thing.
It's funny you
with
should
his
say,
overalls.
No,
on.
It's funny you should say that because this morning when I walked out of the gym, I had a flat tire on my smart car.
Did you do it yourself?
Well, it was really easy because I have one of those little, you plug it in and inflate the tire things. So I just waited around for 15 minutes until it blew the tire up. But, but yeah, if you have a question, Paul, specifically about parts and accessories, and I don't have the answer, just email me at griffin@ebay.com and I'll forward it over to them.
And thank you for calling, Paul. Keep warm there in Florida.
Thanks, Lee. Okay. Thank you. I will.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. And we have E. Betsy on the line with us. E. Betsy from Dallas, Texas. So, Betsy, did you feel the earthquake?
Well, I did feel the earth move, actually. And then I heard there was an earthquake, too.
Too much information. Okay, what's your question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to let you all know what I'm wearing to list.
Oh.
And then I have a comment from the chat board. I'm wearing some Joe Boxer footy pajamas in flannel with rubber ducks on them. And underneath that, I have on tie-dyed long winter underwear, long johns, you know, the kind with the seat and everything, the button on the seat. And I'm not telling you what I have on under that.
Well,
it's cold here.
And that's your listing outfit.
For today, yes.
If you're listening to this right now, we want to know your listing outfit today at 858. No, that's not it. What is our phone number? 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO30.
That was very good. This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. You heard her say it, 888-723-4630. Now call it. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.